Under the new system, Techita Warden Anna Boatwright will take charge of all prisons in the state that house women. DOC spokesperson John Dipko says that will allow the department to focus on problems unique to female inmates.
The effect of that is that it helps strengthen the department's approach to gender-specific health care, mental health treatment, alcohol and drug treatment, and educational vocational programming.
Many women in prison are single mothers with a high incidence of drug addiction and mental health problems such as depression. The department's long-term goal is to form community partnerships with groups serving women just released from prison. Mary Kay Baum of the Madison Urban Ministry says her group's Circles of Support program will benefit from the changes because most of their clients are former women prisoners trying to reconnect with their children.
Women, in large part because they do have dependent children, are highly motivated to make changes and to succeed in the community and in employment. And relationship building is such an important part of rehabilitation.
Baum says the new emphasis on strengthening family ties for women offenders should reduce the number who end up returning to jail. The new reorganization also includes strengthening ties between the prison system and the Departments of Health and Family Services and Workforce Development. Those two agencies will begin working more closely with female inmates before they're released from prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.